USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are holding a conference in Monongahela, Pennsylvania, about a 45-minute drive south of Pittsburgh. They're presenting the American people with their commitment to America, including policies to combat inflation, illegal immigration, securing the border, and regaining America's energy independence. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan at the conference.
Never forget that the left may control everything. It seems like the left controls big tech, the left controls big media, the left controls big corporations, the left controls big sports, the left controls Hollywood, the left controls higher education, they control the White House, they control the House, they control the Senate right now, but the left doesn't control we the people. And
as Russian leaders in Ukraine conduct referendum elections to annex occupied territory to Russia, now through Tuesday, the United States continued to convince world leaders at the UN Russian leadership is bad. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on MSNBC Thursday.
Over 190 countries sitting in the room, listening attentively to the President of the United States condemning Russia.
Ukrainian leadership and Western nations all condemn the referendum as a sham. Italians will vote on Sunday in what is being called a crucial election as Europe reels from the repercussions of the Russian war in Ukraine. For the first time in Italy since the end of World War II, the election could put a conservative into the premiership. In the first of its kind, a Save the World experiment by NASA is about to smash a small harmless asteroid in space. The DART spacecraft will make impact with the asteroid Monday, hitting it head-on at 14,000 miles per hour in hopes the explosion will alter the asteroid's orbit. The test will see if we can do so in the event an asteroid is found heading into Earth. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Actor Ryan Grantham was sentenced to life in prison for the shooting death of his mother, Barbara Waite. Grantham, best known for his role in Diary of a Wimpy Kid and in Riverdale, pled guilty to second-degree murder. The 24-year-old was handed a life sentence in the British Columbia Supreme Court in Vancouver on Wednesday. He will not be eligible for parole for 14 years. A viral video making the rounds on social media has a passenger sucker-punching a flight attendant in flight. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker-punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was mid-air from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. In a statement, the union that represents flight attendants saying they want the passenger to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Alabama officials called off the Thursday lethal injection of a man convicted in a 1999 workplace shooting because of time concerns and trouble accessing the inmate's veins. Alabama Corrections Commissioner John Hamm said that the state halted the scheduled execution of Alan Miller after they determined they could not get the lethal injection underway before a midnight deadline. Mr. Miller was returned to his regular cell at a South Alabama prison. Cleveland beat Pittsburgh 29-17 in last night's Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime. Enjoy your weekend, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.